Once, among the Yoruba people, there was a boy who was born with a piece of magic yam in his hand. It was a small, small piece of yam, and it fit right in his tiny palm. Because he carried it wherever he went, and because it did not grow any bigger and always remained fresh, everyone thought that this was a magic piece of yam. His parents would say to him always, "Remember to keep this yam in your hand, because this is a special gift you have in your hand." One day, the boy was sent by his parents to fetch some firewood to cook with. He walked through the forest and finally came to a place where there was lots of dry wood, and placing his magic yam on the stump of a tree, he began to gather the wood. He gathered and gathered, and soon he had as much wood as he could carry, and he placed the bundle of wood on his head and began to walk home, forgetting the piece of magic yam. The animals in the bush had heard of the boy born with the magic yam in his hand, and while he was gathering the wood, they hid in the grass and the bushes nearby and watched him at work. They saw him place the piece of yam on the stump of the tree, and they watched as he left the forest, leaving the yam on the tree. As soon as the boy left, the animals came out of their hiding places and looked with great interest at the piece of yam. One of the animals said, "This yam must have a powerful juju, a powerful magic. Whoever has this yam would also be powerful." And the animals began to argue over who should take the yam. Meanwhile, the boy continued on home, but before he reached his parents' house, he suddenly remembered that he had put the yam down on the stump of the tree and had forgotten it there. Quickly, he dropped the firewood and ran back to the place where he left the yam. But when he got there, he was surprised by what he saw, because the tree where he had placed the yam was surrounded by wild animals, and they were all arguing about the yam. He didn't know what to do. He suddenly decided that he would sing. "Maybe this will distract the attention of the animals from the yam," he thought, and he began to sing this song.
"Oh, my little yam, oh, my little yam, I forgot you in the bush. My mother warned me not to leave you. My father warned me to keep you in my hand. I forgot my yam, oh, my little yam."
The boy had a very sweet voice, and he sang so beautifully that the animals stopped arguing and began to listen. They were fascinated by his little song. After he had sung it once, they said, "Sing it again! Sing it again!" And the boy sang his song again.
"My mother warned me not to leave you. My father."
Soon some of the animals began drumming and singing, and one by one they all joined in and danced and sang this song, dancing and singing and drumming. But in all the excitement of the dancing and singing and drumming, they forgot about the magic yam. This is exactly what the boy had in mind, and he slowly moved closer and closer to the fallen tree. And when the animals were not looking, he picked up the yam and hid it in his clothes. Now, the animals were so involved in their dance that they did not notice the boy slip quietly away. They just drummed and sang and danced until the leopard suddenly stopped in the middle of the dance and said, "Where is that boy? and who has taken the magic yam? Everyone stopped drumming and singing and dancing and turned their eyes to the fallen tree and the stump where the yam had been. "Who has taken the magic yam?" the leopard shouted. "And where is that boy?" The elephant spoke up.
"We are such fools. The boy has obviously taken the yam. That's why he sang to us, to distract us so that we would not notice.
Well, he must be stopped before he reaches the village. We have to get that yam. Elephant, you run after him and get the yam."
"Me? I'm not going anywhere. If you want that boy, you will have to go and bring him back yourself."
"Oh, all right," the leopard said. "I will go and get that boy, and then the magic yam becomes mine." And before anyone could say anything, the leopard ran off in the direction of the town. Meanwhile, the boy had run home quickly, not even bothering to pick up the bundle of sticks. He ran into the village and to his mother and told her about forgetting the yam and the dancing animals and that they wanted the yam from him. The boy's mother, who had been dyeing the cloth when her son came home, called all her servants and warned them to keep their eyes open for the animals. She was afraid that the animals would come to the village to find the boy. She gave all the servants dye sticks, stained with the deep blue marks of the indigo dye. It was not long before the leopard found his way into the village. With a loud snarl, he rushed into the village, but to his shock, he found himself surrounded by angry people bearing sticks with indigo dye. There was no way he could escape. They began to beat him and prod him with the sticks until his body was completely stained with the marks of the indigo dye. Finally, the leopard managed to escape, and soon he reached the safety of the bush. Since that day, whenever you see leopards, you can still see the marks of the dye sticks on their bodies. And from that time, no animal has gone looking for magic yams in villages where people live.